The dog catcher must have been pretty unhappy when he pulled up to the dog pens and found his old pal Ralph sitting in death row. As I dashed off across the pasture, I heard him squall and beller. Then he jumped into his pickup, spun his tires, and came after me. I had supposed he would follow the road, see, and that would give me a little advantage and a head start. Nope. He came right behind me, and off we went across the pasture. I ducked under a barbed wire fence and thought that would slow him down, since he would have to hunt for a gate. Nope. He built a new gate. Just by George, rammed it and drove right through it. Then I came to a draw that ran through the pasture. It was kind of steep on the sides and bumpy in the middle, and I figured that would slow him down. Nope. He darn near tore the axles off that pickup, but he made it through and kept coming. And then he started shooting. That's right, had a pistol out the left window, drove with one hand and fired with the other. That seemed a little radical, him shooting at me right at the outskirts of town, until you stop and remember that he still thought I had hydrophobia. And then it still seems a little radical. It appeared to me my best lick was to get over to the highway. Surely if I got around cars and people, that nutty dog catcher would hold his fire. Then all I'd have to worry about would be him running over me with his pickup. So I changed course and headed west and struck the highway right in front of Waterhole 83, the place where Loper and Slim bought their soda pop and chewing tobacco. I'd been there a time or two myself. Sure enough, once I got around the highway, Jimmy Joe had to put away his artillery. I dashed across a step or two ahead of a semi-truck and made a run for the waterhole. I went around the backside just as Jimmy Joe roared into the parking lot. He screeched his tires and followed. My plan at this point was to run around the waterhole until Jimmy Joe ran out of gas. But when I came around the south side, I saw a familiar faded red pickup sitting out front. Just as Slim opened his door and touched the ground with a booted spur, or a spurred boot, I guess I should say, I dived into the pickup and hit the floorboard. What? Where? Good Lord, it's you again? There wasn't a great deal of warmth in Slim's statement. Good Lord, it's you again sort of recognizes the basic facts of the situation, but it's a long distance, emotionally speaking, from, by golly, Hank, it's great to see you again.